This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
My favorite news tidbit of the day
yesterday,
out of all the news, was out there. We got Joe Biden stumbling all over himself. The Mormon. Imagine if Donald Trump couldn't remember a guy's name and said, the Mormon? You don't think, that would be a big news story? And then he couldn't quite get the Norman and the governor.
You may remember, I got in trouble when we were running against the senator who was a Mormon, the governor, okay? And I took him on. Anybody could, no one's face to be questioned.
I'm pretty sure his name was Phil, or Bill, or
Bill,
something.
I took him on.
Norman Catcher or something. Beaver Cleaver.
No matter what anybody tells you, folks, Joe Biden had a horrible day. I mean, horrible day. My other personal favorite, I don't know if we have the clip, but we'll find it if we don't, is there was a quote-unquote rally, but it was a drive-in deal where they had cars there. And so instead of clap, they'd honk. And when they were honking, it sounded a little like, kind of a little league game and somebody hit a home run and there's five people out in the parking lot. And
it honked.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that was pretty pathetic, wasn't it?
Yeah, when I heard it.
So, it's hardly anything. But you know what was louder? The people a half a block away chanting, four more years.
Yep.
He's in the middle of his speech, and there's some folks, you know what? It's not even worth using the time of this program to try and convince you that Joe Biden has no energy and that he's tripping all over himself and he's got a strategy of just hunkering down and doesn't really care if he has crowds or anything else. And Donald Trump has endless energy personally as well as among his crowd. There's no other way. But my favorite thing of the day yesterday, and there was a lot to pick from, was the White House press corps sending out a bulletin when Donald Trump hopped on Air Force One, the press corps there at his feet at Andrews Air Force Base notes, the president is not wearing a mask.
Come on.
I'm not kidding you.
Come on.
This was their bulletin.
No.
The president enters Air Force One not wearing a mask. Guess what? The president doesn't have COVID anymore, you knotheads. What in the world is with these people?
Wow.
And you know what? I figured it all out. Because a little later on in the day, last night, I found a Gallup panel. It was taken in late September. Actually, a long time, about a month long, but it went through the end of September. And they asked Democratic men, Democratic women, Republican men, and Republican women questions like, are you worried about getting the coronavirus? Democratic men, 77%. Democratic women, 80%.
Okay, now the non-sheep.
Republican men, puff your chest out now, Kev, 20%.
There you go.
And 29% among Republican women.
The non-sheep.
And it goes on. You're concerned about exposure at your place of work, 57% for Democratic men, 62% for women, 23% and 39% for Republican.
Why is that?
It's to me, especially here where we live, I think there's plenty of people on the Democratic side of the ledger who have a strong faith. I believe that. I think if you take nationally, I just think you're going to have generally conservatives and Republicans more from a faith perspective. They're going to live their life and,
have no fear.
Yeah, have no fear. Sort of like exactly what we're told. Don't be anxious for anything.
Right.
It is a sin to be anxious.
Right.
I mean, that's the, by the teaching of the Bible. We're not supposed to be afraid, okay?
Never.
But, so I, that's the only explanation I have. Maybe folks have a different one than I do. I don't mean to demean in any way, liberals, Democrats related to their faith. I do believe where we live, I believe our neighbors who are Democrat, you know, they're in church on Sunday. They have a firm belief. So I don't know that it necessarily reflects them.
Right.
But I do think there's a whole lot of folks here and elsewhere that are in that woke crowd that, you know, I don't think.
I'm just surprised how much fear follows, you know, follows mindset.
Unbelievable.
Follows, you know.
No. So here's the deal. This is, to me, the reason I this was like an aha lightning bolt moment for me.
Right.
This survey is because are the media Democrats? Are they left-leaning? Are the people writing these stories left-leaning and Democrats? You think? I mean, there's zero doubt, right? And incidentally, the news media has like a 12% approval rating right now. Nobody trusts them. They get nothing right. And they're taking their own personal views, again in this case, and acting as if these are the people that write the story that says, Donald Trump entered Air Force One without a mask. Ah, oh, he didn't have a mask on. How could he not
he is
have
killing
a,
people.
A mask on? My gosh, almighty, the guy didn't have a mask on.
Surprised it didn't turn into ghost plane while it was flying.
So if they're writing the stories about this, what do you think the stories are going to look like? And then the people that read those stories and believe that crap, you know what? They're running around scared because they think they're going to die. Because they listen to these people. It's an ugly little circle is what it is. It's an ugly little circle. And, you know, I don't know what to do with it other than, I guess, confirm your thoughts and beliefs that you're going to get the facts. You're going to avoid the fake news media and you're going to live your life accordingly. It's your life to live. Pretty fascinating to me, though. Pretty fascinating. It really was. But there's some other really interesting Joe Biden moments from yesterday. We also have Judge Amy Coney Barrett, nominee to the U.S. Supreme Court. I hope my wife isn't listening when I say this, but I love this woman. I love this woman. She's happily married. I'm joking, but and so am I. But this woman is Americana. You know, it's so Indiana, so sensible, so, you know, not getting sucked into your games, Dianne Feinstein. I'm not going there. Just going to tell you what. And you know what else? I think she's doing. If we're listening, she is showing us what it means to be on the court. You don't go there to say, well, this got passed, and it really should have a little more of this and a little less of this, so let's just get in there and meddle.
You know what I love about this?
And Republicans more. Pull that, too. John
yep.
Roberts, don't
yep.
forget, is the guy that said, well, I know it was a tax, but is it a tax? Is it not? Is it, you know, we'll just move it around here. They can do that, and they're not supposed to. And she's talking about what it is they're supposed to do, balls and strikes.
Well, you compare this, which, I mean, we just went through Kavanaugh, watching what they would do with Kavanaugh. And they can't go low on her past. They can't impugn anything about the woman on her past. So all they're asking about is what she might do and how she might rule.
Yeah.
And how she might.
Although I did hear Nancy, you know, or not Nancy.
Feinstein?
Sometimes get them confused. California crazy.
Yeah.
Dianne Feinstein and Nancy Pelosi. So Dianne Feinstein today, she was getting close to the edge with Amy Coney Barrett, pointing to her family. And, you know, you face the dilemma many women do, married women do. I took that to mean you have kids and you're going to be on this court and like, wow, you can get by with that because you're a liberal. Unbelievable. Henry in Fargo, let's start with your take on the news of the day on what's on your mind. Go ahead, Henry.
Hey, good morning. I take my call. Every morning I wake up and the news media, local and national, is in this big panic about how the COVID numbers are going up. I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but we got 400,000 people in North Dakota. Until 450,000 of them get COVID, the numbers will never go down. Same with the United States, 330 million. We need 250 million to test positive before the numbers will go down. Every morning it shouldn't be a surprise if there's more cases, if only 10% of the population has had it.
I don't want to bore you reading the numbers of Democratic men and Democratic women that are very worried about getting the coronavirus and worried that you don't practice social distancing and worried that you don't wear a mask and worried about all those things, Henry. But those are the people writing the stories, so you understand why you're getting stories that, like you say, really are meaningless. You know, the context in the reporting of coronavirus is not there.
If the president of the United States, most protected man in the world, can get it, everybody can get it.
I think that's the signature headline out of
right
Donald
there.
Trump getting coronavirus.
Yeah, you know, no question.
And again, he is. And so the point is, it's everywhere. It's going everywhere. It doesn't matter how much you social distance. He did more than anybody. It doesn't matter how many times you wear a mask. You know, I mean, where you wear a mask. Absolutely right. No, and look, again, I'll go back to my Democratic friends here. What are they counseling? They're counseling, okay, wear a mask and social distance. It was never that. It was wear a mask if you can't socially distance, right? And that your real risk is if you're next to somebody for 10, some say, 15, some say, or more minutes, eyeball to eyeball. Okay, then your risk goes up. Doesn't mean you're going to get it. Your risk goes up. Again, but they want you in a mask. They want you socially distanced. They want you in the basement. They want all of that. And I'm saying be careful and be smart. But don't be afraid. Don't fear it. Henry, thank you. More coming up.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends. And they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch. Jim, the flagpole guy, is here. Just told me a great story about when people call him, how they talk about the flag. The flag is what they're listening to, and the flag is what they want to fly. You've got a great bond with our listeners, don't you?
Oh, sure, Scott. It's not just any flag. It's the flag you represent.
It's standing up for freedom.
That's what makes America great, is freedom of the individual.
Show that you stand up for the American dream by flying that flag. Call Jim 701-571-FLAG or online at ndflagpoleguy.com.
And thank you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Teachers would not approve of this bumper music.
It's a wonder I can think at all.
Paul Simon, ladies and gentlemen, who is 79 years today. Birthday bumper for you on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by MyPillow. our friend Mike Lindell has a great book called What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. What do you, you turn it down before I get Kodachrome? I want a little Kodachrome. Yeah.
You know what that song was supposed to have been called?
Pardon me?
You know what that song was going to be and what the chorus of the song was going to be? Coming Home.
Oh, really?
Is that right?
Kind of a late change. A little more music.
I still can't get over he married Carrie Fisher.
Can't keep it all straight.
Or Edie Brickell, and they've had a stormy relationship.
Anyway, MyPillow and Mike Lindell want you to know that his book is available at MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. This is really bizarre, folks, but Fox News Channel and other TV networks are not allowing Mike Lindell to run ads with his book. Now, this book is a recovery story. It's a recovery story. It's about somebody, a crack addict, becoming a CEO. It's a great American story.
Well, because it makes people uncomfortable?
I don't know.
It's
his
own story.
I'm guessing, didn't you say something nice about Donald Trump at some point? Okay, we're not going to put your book on TV. But he wants to buy ads. So here's my thought.
He could buy ads here.
I want to sell more books than they've ever seen sold. And then you know what? The TV folks that are being snobs about what they'll play and what they won't, fine. Bring it on over to talk radio. Todd and I will take care of them, won't we, Todd?
Heck yeah.
That's right.
We'll sell you some books.
Right here. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. And you get a $25 gift card when you buy the book. The gift card good for anything at MyPillow. So that's kind of nice, too. All right. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or 800-506-9028. All right, I want to go to these calls. Can you just dip in a little bit to Pat Leahy? Because I know he's being all snarky against Amy Coney Barrett here for sure.
She's a cancer survivor. She works as a nanny in South Burlington, Vermont. She relies on Medicaid for her doctor's visits, her blood drawings, her other testing. All that done to make sure her leukemia stays in remission. She tells me she stays awake at night worrying about losing Medicaid.
He's reading this. Now, by the way, she tells me she lays awake at night worried about losing Medicaid. She's a judge for the highest court in the land. She isn't one of your colleagues. If you want to fix Medicare, Medicaid, or any other issue, vote on it, Pat Leahy. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Or take that picture that you have behind you in your house there, that beautiful basket with fruit in it that looks like it's been there since 1962, and auction it off, and then you could maybe take care of the family. I hate how they use these sob stories. To me, it's like using people.
I mean, never bring up the millions of stories whose deductible went up, premiums went up.
Well, of course. But
across the board.
You know, this game that, if we put you on the court, there won't be an Affordable Care Act. There isn't an Affordable Care Act now because of Biden and Obama. Crazy. All right, let's go to the phones here and find out what's on your mind. You tell me. Lightning round. A lot of folks waiting to go. Tom Grand Forks is first. You're up, Tom. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Scott?
We're doing great today, Tom. What's on your mind?
You know, I'm kind of wondering why everybody's getting their panties in a twist over this Supreme Court nomination, because I went ahead and straight from Byron Dorgan, I'm sorry, what the president wants, the president usually gets. Now, that was when the Judge Sotomayor controversy was going on. Now, if there was ever a Supreme Court justice that was ever disqualified or unqualified for being in the office, it was her. Now, I forget what the details of the nominee. She hadn't seen the inside of a courtroom or something like that. You know, I mean, all of America was wondering why this woman was being nominated in the first place. You remember those days?
I do. I'd forgotten that Byron Dorgan said what a president wants, a president gets.
That was in a private conversation between him and me.
Oh, I see. Okay. He didn't say that publicly. Yeah.
No. Well, it was at a town hall meeting up north in Langdon, I think it was. And because I had a laundry list of about 15 things I brought to his attention. Him and I talked for about 45 minutes on the phone over this. And every one of them that I had concerns about came true. Every one of them.
That's interesting. I also give Byron credit for taking 45 minutes for a constituent. That's pretty good. I've seen him walk away from people that they approach the subject of the pro-life cause. So I'm truly impressed. I think that's great. Thanks for the call. Tim, Grand Forks, you're next.
Hello.
Yellow, Tim, go ahead.
Yeah, I got just a thought. If this election goes the wrong way, is there any way that North Dakota can become a sanctuary Second Amendment state?
Yeah, good question.
I know there's some counties out east that are doing it after all this gun control measure.
Well, there is a 10th Amendment. And it's pretty darn clear, but it's rarely followed because there's a lot of things in the way of unfunded mandates and other things that come from the federal government to the states. But let's hope we don't have to try. But it's you got to put every option on the table, Tim, if they start doing something dumb. Let's go to Killdeer, North Dakota. Arthur, what's on your mind?
Hi, good morning. Say, I listened to a podcast down in Minneapolis, and these guys kind of have the inside track going on down there. The rumor down there is that Trump has pulled his ads in Minnesota because they don't have enough money to go around. I wanted to say that talk is cheap. People up in North Dakota, they're great patriots, but they rarely pull money out to donate, and by God, now is the time. Pull some money out, send it to Trump, or volunteer. Let's win.
Yeah, I mean, there's no denying the money advantage is all for the Democrats. And you're right. Of course, we could spend hours dissecting where it's coming from and how they get it, but it doesn't really matter at this point. They have it. So I think your encouragement for others is well-placed, Arthur. Appreciate the call. John in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Well, I'll tell you, Frank and Feinstein just befuddles me. You know, on the Second Amendment issue, you know, what she failed to say, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, forgive me, because I'm not in front of my computer today. But, you know, when she talks about the number of people who failed to pass the NICS check, well, that's proof that the NICS system that they all wanted in the first place is actually still working, you know, as intended for the most part. And to answer the other guy's question, and I'd like to throw this out there and see if there's a legislator willing to pick the ball up, Scott. When you want to talk about how to make a true sanctuary state for the Second Amendment, declare every person who's a firearms owner in the state to be a member of the militia. Problem solved. It's in the Constitution.
Darn right it is. Exactly right. I don't think it's ever going to get to that point, but I'll tell you what, it could. They pack the court. Joe Biden wins. That's why we fight. More coming
it's up. Time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The second day of Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation hearing is underway.
The game plan for today is to do our first round of 30-minute questioning. Each senator will have 30 minutes to interact with Judge Barrett.
Chair of the committee, Republican Senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham, Barrett reminding everyone.
Judges can't just wake up one day and say, I have an agenda, I like guns, I hate abortion, and walk in like a a royal queen and impose, you know, their will on the world.
More than 10 million voters have already cast ballots. Figures compiled by the United States Elections Project at the University of Florida show early voting this year is far ahead of the pace 4 years ago. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden will be in Florida today, President Trump holding a rally in Pennsylvania. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Paul Simon is 79 years of age.
Yes.
It's his birthday today.
Yes, it is.
We're doing the birthday bumper today. We'll wait for the hook here. And at 79, he coaches his son's baseball team.
I don't know that he's still coaching because his son is his son he had with Edie Burkell. They had three kids together. The son is the oldest, so it may be a few years since he's coached. But, yeah, he was a coach when he's not recording. He hangs out with his kids and coaches his son's baseball team. And
that's pretty cool.
He's a big Yankee fan.
There you go.
Don't hold that against him, though.
I won't. Paul Simon, 79 today, folks. No, I would not give you false hope now on this strange and morning day. All right, back on What's On Your Mind. You can text me at 701-367-2054. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. Kevin will take your calls, 271-1100, or Daniel, 800-228-0550, on What's On Your Mind today. Lunch is on my mind today. That much I can tell you. About this time you start thinking,
I know where you're going.
PetroServe USA has that home cooking. Grab and go convenience. Valley City today, hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie. Harwood is meatball dinner. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, tuna hot dish, and 12th Avenue, North Fargo, and I-29, cheesy bacon pasta bake today. There you go. PetroServe USA. You tell them Scott sent you for some good old-fashioned home cooking. You're going to love it. Pat Leahy is still questioning Amy Coney Barrett. He wanted to know what she talked to the president about, what she committed to him that she would do. Yeah. That's a good one, Pat. I know it's your greatest hits. Here, you got to dust off the beauties there that have been there, you know, judge after judge after judge. But, yeah, it's wow.
You know, I don't have any sound on in here, but every once in a while I look up and just look at her face. Half of the time she's looking at these people like, is this guy going to go run naked through the park next, or what is going to happen here?
Cause, don't know what to expect.
Yeah.
I would be looking, if I were her, like I'm looking into the balcony of a Muppets episode.
And, exactly.
Are you people and, serious?
You know,
I'm going to sit through how many days of this?
Two guys up in the balcony yucking it up. That's what he looks like to me. But anyway, what's their names again? I love those guys. Yeah, they're
Stellar priceless. And Waldorf.
Oh, my gosh. How about that for names? How long did they come up with?
They should be the moderators of the next presidential debate right there.
They should be. Let's start that right now. We'll have a real debate.
I said 2 minutes. Shut up. What sort of 2 minutes do you not understand?
Anyway, let's use that.
You can't talk for 2 minutes and shut up and you want to run the country? What's wrong with you?
Exactly right. Anyway, to focus in on what we really ought to be paying attention to in this nomination hearing, we are pleased to be joined by Landmark Legal Foundation Associate General Counsel Matthew Forrest today on the program. Hey, Matthew, how are you?
Great. Thanks for having me on.
Would you admit that we're a little more entertaining than the hearing is this morning?
Absolutely.
It's okay, good. Just checking. Because it's hard to take some of these people serious after they play the games as well as they have. How's she doing so far? You know, yesterday a lot of praise for the opening statement summarizing pretty much everything very well, and of course a few questions today from the chair and ranking member and others. Now, give me your report card on Amy Coney Barrett and how she's doing.
I think she's doing exceptionally well. She's articulating the principles of what it means to be a conservative justice that is a justice tool, apply the laws written, and not introduce his or her own policy preferences into the law.
Is there anything that you're listening for, that you're expecting in the way of traps, for lack of a better term, from some of the Democrats on there that want to trip her up? What does she need to be careful of?
Well, I think the main attacks on the whole nomination have first been procedural. They've been talking about whether or not it's proper to have it so close to an election. They're bringing up how could you be doing this during the COVID crisis. And some of the things they've been saying have really been over the top. I mean, some of the people on the left have been saying that it's unconstitutional to have it for the president to do it while the election's going on. And that's just simply absurd. And then the policy reasons that they're trying to attack her on, the main one for that is Obamacare. And I can go at length on Obamacare and why she is not allowed to overturn Obamacare and put millions of people off their health insurance. That's just a claim they're making to scare people. But they're also trying to obfuscate the whole issue by saying that what Republicans are doing is court packing. And this is a complete, misinterpretation of what the term court packing is.
Yeah, let's stop there for a second and talk a little bit about that, because we're hearing that term. That's a hot new term, court packing. And, Joe Biden has been asked, will you do this? He won't answer, so it's obvious he plans to. Kamala Harris, the same thing. My fifth grade explanation would be, look, if you, make Puerto Rico a state and D.C. a state, and you get more senators so that you have more votes, and then you just put on whoever you want, and you can circumvent the rules as they exist now. That would be court packing. If you're doing your constitutional duty, as Donald Trump has done, for instance, because Barack Obama didn't, do his, he left a lot of vacancies, and this president filled them. So that isn't court packing. That's, a vacancy happens, and you fill the vacancy, which is your constitutional role. How's that for an explanation?
That's exactly right. So the Constitution doesn't actually set a number for the size of the Supreme Court, but the number of justices on the Supreme Court has remained constant at 9 since the Judiciary Act of 1869. So it's been 9 for quite a long time. And in 1937, right after he had a landslide reelection, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt tried to propose adding new justices to the court, because the court was thwarting his New Deal legislation. But his plan was completely unpopular, and this plan was adding justices to the court, and that's what became known as court packing. It was unpopular and failed. So now when people are trying to say that filling vacant seats in the judiciary is court packing, it's just a perfect encapsulation of why conservatives want to put on judges and justices who follow the written words of a statute, the written words of the Constitution. We're dealing with people who will just want to change what the meaning of words are. It can be very frustrating. And when people like that get on the bench, they start to put in their own policy preferences. They're ignoring what the text of the statute says and ruling in a way because they like the end result. That's not what conservatives want. We want neutral judges, people who interpret the law and not create new law. All these policy considerations, hey, Should we have coverage of pre-existing conditions? Should abortion, you know, be a right? All these, you know, or gay marriage. A lot of these things should have input from the people in our political branches. Now, the court should uphold what is ensconced in the Constitution, protect our rights, like our Second Amendment rights. But on the policy matters, that should not be set by the courts.
It seems to me there's a fundamental difference here between how the court is viewed. The Democrats say that's our insurance policy. If we can't get what we want in Congress, we'll find a way to take the policy and get it there. So we'll sue because we don't like that policy, and then we'll change it. They just see the court as, you know, that, you know, I guess fulfilling that role for them, and they get people who agree with them on the court, where Republicans say, look, the Constitution is here. Everything we pass should be constitutional. If it's not, it's going to be adjudicated here. But it isn't for us to say, yeah, you're right, Obamacare should be a little more generous. You know, yeah, it shouldn't include this provision on the you know, issue of pre-existing conditions, for instance, right? I mean, they just view the court as their second, like a you know, an extended branch of the congressional, right?
That's right. And if they succeed in court packing, it's going to really change the way our government works. Because if the court is nothing but a rubber stamp for what the president and the legislature does, then there's really nothing protecting our rights. It's also going to delegitimize the court in the people's eyes, because it becomes one more thing that we, like, wrangle over politically. And that's really been unfortunate how this is coming about. Now, you know, when we say, when conservatives want to put on a textualist or a originalist like Scalia, that doesn't mean we are expecting them to rule a certain way in every case. Like, when Justice Scalia was on, he talked afterwards. He made it very clear he did not like the idea of flag burning. Okay? I don't like flag burning. But he looked at the text of the First Amendment and said prohibiting burning of flags for political reasons goes against the First Amendment, so we cannot uphold this law. So he was applying the law as it was written and not putting in his policy preferences. And textualism and originalism doesn't necessarily mean that judges are all going to agree on things. He would disagree with Justice Thomas a lot of times. It's just the neutrality of the law is what's important.
What they really want to hammer home, and they have all these pictures of people, just like when they are trying to, again, pass legislation of individuals that will have a pre-existing condition and will be impacted. And the narrative is, if she is on the court, pre-existing conditions will be no more. Now, I don't want to necessarily litigate that, because that's really a question that obviously is one for the Congress. But what role is the court going to have to say about pre-existing conditions? Is it going to be, okay, this is unconstitutional, throw it out, now come back with a better plan altogether? And then they are now expecting us to assume that means that Republicans, whatever they do the next go-around, is not going to include anything with pre-existing conditions. Is that the game they're playing now?
Well, what they're doing is they're trying to say, because one part of the law is at issue, that the court is going to overturn the whole thing. And if I could just set the stage on the previous case, you know, Obamacare was a 1,000-plus page statute, right? It did lots of things. There was the one section that dealt with regulating the insurance market, and that included the individual mandate that said, buy insurance or you're going to have to pay a fine. And it also dealt with pre-existing conditions and so forth. There was another huge section that dealt with nutritional information and had to be posted in fast food restaurants. There was a third huge part of it that dealt with Medicaid funding to the state. What was at issue in NFIB versus Sebelius, the major Supreme Court case that's being talked about now, was whether or not the individual mandate was proper under the Commerce Clause of the Constitution. Chief Justice Roberts said, hey, this doesn't really need...
Hold that thought, if you would, and we'll continue on the other side of the break. Matthew Forrest is with us, Landmark Legal Foundation, on the judicial hearing.
When the world changes, you change with it. You push through uncertainty by embracing new rhythms and redefining connection. At Sanford Health, we're standing with you at every point along the way, committed to delivering the care you need when you need it. Because even when your world looks different, you can be confident we've taken every step to keep you safe while you're in our care.
Call your local clinic or visit sanfordhealth.org to make an appointment.
PetroServe USA, home-to-home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus a great deal on drinks. Any size drink, 79 cents. Coffee, fountain pop, cappuccino, and Lewis and Clark. Come on in to PetroServe USA. Nestle Pure Life Water, 28 packs for $3.99. Jack Link's Extra Tender for $3.59. Two K-Chill Liquid Shots for $10, or three 5-Hour Energy for $4 each. PetroServe USA, great specials all month long. Tell them Scott sent you.
Attention Medicare beneficiaries, it's time to get more from your Medicare plan. Plans as low as $0 premium. That's right, Medicare plans available at zero monthly premium, which include vision, dental, and hearing aid reimbursements. Plans with or without prescription drug benefits, and all include free Silver Sneakers gym memberships. Plans that give you the freedom to purchase additional coverage throughout the year should you need it, at no cost. Talk to a licensed Medicare broker now, 877-590-0994. 877-590-0994. Sponsored by Sunderland Group.
Hi, I'm Carl Sobat, Dean of the Gary Thoroson School of Business. At the University of Mary, we're committed to offering all students the opportunity to make a better life for themselves, their families, and their communities. Today's students are tomorrow's leaders, which is why we challenge our students to be difference makers that help make their community a better place. Receive more than just a diploma. Receive an education for life. Get started today at umary.edu/business.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Glad to hear you guys having fun this morning. And yes, the Muppets, the two guys in the balcony, absolutely should be the narrators for the next debate. What a grand idea.
Wasn't it, though? I couldn't agree anymore.
So this is going to be a fantastic show.
Yeah, it better be, because tonight we're keeping score.
Yes, and on a scale of 1 to 10, here's your score so far.
So that was Alice Cooper.
You should see his sister, James Fenimore.
That would be great.
I miss them.
I know. We should find a way. I think there's a way. I want to tell you a little bit about the University of Mary and an incredible new addition to that wonderful campus in Bismarck. It is the school many are talking about, the new state-of-the-art facility for the School of Engineering. Filling really a need in the region for critical, highly skilled, culturally prepared engineers. That is a critical need. The university's engineering faculty is world class. They have a beautiful space to practice their craft of teaching students. They go out and serve the communities. earn a degree in construction management, computer science, civil, mechanical, electrical engineering. Their cutting-edge curriculum and classrooms are designed for courses and labs to be taught simultaneously, connecting theory learned in class with the real tasks students will encounter in their future careers. Discover the Mary difference at umary.edu/engineering. All right, big day today, big week this week, and big vote coming up on the 22nd for Amy Coney Barrett to join the United States Supreme Court. We're talking with the Landmark Legal Foundation's Associate Counsel Matthew Forrest today on the program. Matthew was explaining to us the role of the court on this health care issue, which the Democrats have decided to use as, you know, the issue, that if you vote for Donald Trump and if she's on the court, here's what will happen. So we got interrupted by the break. Go ahead and finish your explanation, which was excellent so far.
Sure. So the issue with the individual mandate is it forced people to buy insurance, okay? And Chief Justice Roberts could only uphold this by saying, you know what, I'm going to interpret this as a tax. Now, this got all the justices like Scalia really mad. Like, you are doing violence to the meaning of these words. What you're doing is not proper. Amy Coney Barrett has written about it. She didn't write a court opinion, but in a book review, she mentioned that Chief Justice Roberts had kind of an implausible interpretation of the individual mandate. Okay? And so if she's on the court, what's going to happen? Obamacare's individual mandate, the tax element of it was revised to zero. Okay, so it's kind of hard to claim that this is still a tax when you're not collecting any tax. Okay, but that doesn't mean that the court is going to throw out the entire statute. And how do we know this? There's this principle called severability. When the court is faced with looking at a statute, they find a specific part of it unconstitutional, they're left with a decision. How much do they save and how much do they strike down? And in two cases this past term, the Supreme Court addressed this idea. And the Chief Justice said the court should use a scalpel and not a bulldozer. So it's much more likely the court is just going to hold that the individual mandate itself is now unconstitutional, leaving the rest intact. So it's entirely possible and extremely likely that they'll just say that the command to buy insurance no longer applies. But that does not mean that you're going to upend all the protections for pre-existing conditions. And furthermore, there's a like almost near unanimity on Capitol Hill that you should not get rid of pre-existing conditions protection. Like Senator Ted Cruz said the other night, everyone in Washington believes we need to protect people in this manner. President Trump has said we need to protect people in this manner. So it's very unlikely, even the extreme, like asteroid hitting the earth, that the entire law is overturned. Well, what happens? The country wants to protect people with pre-existing conditions and will pass the law. So that's why this whole thing of bringing out people with, you know, and showing pictures of people who are sick is just trying to scam people. It's not what's going to happen.
Yeah, being kind, it's ill-placed for the event. I mean, you're having a conversation, a hearing about whether or not someone deserves to be on the Supreme Court, and that's like for a press conference. That's for some partisan event or some flyer or TV commercial or whatever. It has no place really there, but it's pretty much all they have. Here was a testing moment. I'm going to get your take on this between Dianne Feinstein and Amy Coney Barrett. She kept pressing on getting, you know, Judge Barrett, trying to get Judge Barrett to discuss her personal opinions. Listen to this.
Senator, if that question ever came before me, I would need to hear arguments from the litigants and read briefs and consult with my law clerks and talk to my colleagues and go through the opinion writing process. So, you know, if I give off-the-cuff answers, then I would be basically a legal pundit. And I don't think we want judges to be legal pundits. I think we want judges to approach cases thoughtfully and with an open mind.
Okay, let me try something else.
Okay. Let me try something else to entrap you. Amy Coney Barrett's doing very well here, though, isn't she? She doesn't seem to be even the slight bit, nervous or anxious or anything. You agree with that, Matthew?
I do. You know, she really is an intellectual force. She clerked for Justice Scalia. She's top of her class in law school. She She's been an academic for a long time, writing about the Constitution. She's been sitting on the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals. And what they're trying to do here, which is kind of funny, is they want to get her to talk about specific issues, and that goes against the rules for governing judicial conduct. They're not supposed to talk about issues that may come before their courts,
yeah,
because that will show that they're not impartial.
Well, never mind the rules. Interesting stuff. Landmark Legal Foundation. Thank you.
Jeff is back from Collins & Kronk. So, Jeff, what makes Collins & Kronk different than the other financial advisors that are out there?
We can really tell our client's story.
What do you mean by that?
We sit down, we learn about what's most important to you and your family, your job. What do you want to do with the rest of your life? After we do all that and figure out what's important to you, then we develop an investment strategy to meet those goals and objectives. Most advisors want to tell their story and how great they are. We want to hear about how great our clients are. The more we learn about our clients and what's their story, the more we can help them. At Collins & Kronk, we want to know your story.
Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and tell them your story. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. 300 NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, Suite 108. Call Collins & Kronk at 701-235-0119.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is snapmedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.